This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This week, inshallah, we'll talk about the concept of riya and showing off, and also riya meant to a person does things not for the sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to gain human recognition. There's a definition, linguistic definition of riya, and there's a mustalah, which is they call it istilah, human definition of riya. The purpose of this class today, inshallah, to have us to recognize what Imam Ghazali called it, the signs of the disease of riya. How to notice it, and when you feel it, how to overcome it. The riya is a disease that associates with ibadah or human behavior in general, worshiping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in general, people don't do things sincerely. And that's why it begins with the intention, with the heart. Because in riya, you cannot know whether a person is doing it most of the time for the sake of Allah or doing to show off. The only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see the whispering of someone and the feeling of someone and the state of mind of someone, the intention of someone, the heart of someone. And therefore, it is something that is we have to measure it, not necessarily someone else can measure it for us. Because, you know, only us we know whether we are doing it for the sake of Allah or not. And that's why the Abdul Malik has a very nice song about the intention. Have you heard the Native Deen? Is it for Allah? You know, and go through different actions, whether you come into the masjid to pray, whether you're doing something, sadaqah or something like that. Is it for Allah or somebody just to recognize us as such? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemned those people who have such behavior. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, talking about the Surah Al-Ma'un, رَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, to those who pray, but they neglect their prayer, they're not mindful of prayer. وَإِلُّ الْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. What kind of characteristics they have? They oppress the orphan, they don't feed the needy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then oh, to those who neglect their prayer, those who show off. They don't do anything for the sake of Allah, they don't do anything sincerely, with sincerity, but rather they do it to show off. Al-Jurjani, one of the scholars, says the riya is absence of ikhlas. When things not sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is riya, period. Therefore, the absence of the sincerity is riya. And also, At-Tahawani, one of the scholars, says, to do something good only for the recognitions of human, being recognized by human being, not for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it's appeared the action is good, but the intention was to seek recognition by others, it has become riya. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, says that riya is that to worship or to do an act of worshiping in order for you to get recognition or to please people other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وإرادة العبادة بغير الله لغير الله. To do something which is good, but is for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the easiest definition of riya, from ru'ya by the way, from ra'a in Arabic. You know what the word ra'a is? To see. If a person does it to be seen, does it to be looked at. And that's what is the riya is. And none of us will have difficulty recognize that in ourselves. We know when we do something to want to be seen, to show off. We do it just for people to see us. And if it is not for that reason, we will not have done it. There's a word in Arabic called sum'a. You hear the ulama says, oh Allah, clear our heart from sum'a and riya and nifaq. What are the difference between sum'a and riya and nifaq? Sum'a is by saying, a person showing off by saying, I am this, I am that, I am that, I am that, to try to impress people about who they are, so that the people will be pleased with them. And most of the time, it is for sum'a, it is the deeds or the words being said to open something that was concealed. For example, I go to tahajjud at night at home, and then next day I see Eunice, I say, Eunice, oh, I have a long tahajjud last night. Then I meet Yasser, I said, Yasser, the tahajjud last night was excellent in my home. You know, I was doing it by myself. But I would like to make sure that people say, oh, subhanAllah. Because sometimes shaitan cannot let go. This nice tahajjud you have, you cried for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. You know, Eunice doesn't know about it. He has to know about it, you know. And then tell other people about it as well. Or you can say, ask my wife what I was doing last night. I was praying all night long, you know. This is called summa. Riya is that when I invite Eunice to come see me doing tahajjud. That is riya. That sum'a is to publicize it, you know, the thing that I do. Or I give somebody some money aside, you know, to help them. And next day they said, you know what? SubhanAllah, if you do what I've been doing in this community, I've been giving all my salary to people, all my money to people, and so forth. I'll help that person. I gave him my money before, and help her, and I help this person, help that. This is a problem of us. You know, want to seek recognition. Nifaq is hypocrisy, which is all the symptoms of sum'a. Of sum'a and riya can be elevated to nifaq, hypocrisy, because nifaq, in its peak, is worse than riya. Because nifaq, hypocrisy, a person conceal kufr, disbelieving Allah, and showing iman. That means whatever he does from the beginning, the niyyah was not for Allah, but rather a person does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he or she, in order for them to gain materialistic gains, for some reason, they have concealed the kufr, the disbelief, and they show belief. And what the difference between a person doing nifaq and a person doing riya? A person who is munafiq, he was not pray with excitement. But mura'i can pray with excitement. Mura'i, if the person is showing off, make sure that people around them, they make all the khushu' and you know the crying and all of the things. Not necessarily everyone does khushu' is mura'i. Don't go and spot out and say, oh, here's mura'i. I'm talking about us. And that's why I said riya is something only for us to measure ourselves, not to measure other people. Therefore, a person gets into the salah, you want to make sure being seen. Munafiq, salah is too difficult. He or she does it like, okay, maybe if I can just pray one prayer to show off at the masjid, is that enough? The rest of the prayers, skip them. Don't shove in the masjid. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says عن المنافقين وَإِذَا قَامُوا لِلصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ. He said when they stand for salah, they come start with laziness so that people may see them. Here مُرَاءَ, not of the riya, of the terminology, but riya here is the linguistic one to be seen. Okay? يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They don't remember Allah that much. مُدَبَدَبِينَ لَا إِلَهَ هَوْلَاءِ وَلَا إِلَهَ هَوْلَاءِ. They are not to this group or not to that group. They are always living in the stage of not certainty. Always they are doing this and doing that. Therefore, munafiq is a person who doesn't believe in it to begin with. Mura'i could believe in it. Really believe you should pray. But also believe that, you know, it's once in a while to make sure that people know that you pray. You know, that's kind of things. The difference between riya and great shirk, you know, shirk al-akbar, because riya is like a shirk al-khafi, it's a small shirk. It does not put a person out of Islam, but it border into that. You cannot tell mura'i that you're kafir, especially some people really want to release kufr statements and certificate easily. Therefore, a person, even if that person does something to show off, don't call him that, you know, you are a mushrik. Shirk al-akbar is not, riya is not the shirk al-akbar, it's not the great shirk that put a person out of Islam. Why? Because shirk is to do something always with, to associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. Shirk is to associate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a partner. But that is the ideology or the thinking of the person. Always does that. Munafiq, mura'i, not necessarily. He does it to show off, but sometimes, in principle, he knows that he does it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, he knows that those people, they are not the one that equal to Allah. That's why they call it khafi. You know what khafi is? Hidden. Because the visible shirk is the ideology. You say, Allah cannot do it by himself, therefore I need idols to be worshipped with Allah. But the person does it to show human being, but he or she sometimes might not realize that what they are doing is associating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those people. Riya have different categories. As usual, we define things by categories. And this is Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, methodology. Imam Ghazali is person thinking through. He look at it, analyze it. You see the doctor give you the prescription based on your analysis of a disease. Imam Ghazali is, rahimahullah, is excellent in that, analyzing the disease very well. Al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, says the first category, he said that the people show riya in a physical sense, physical appearance. For example, he says somebody, you know, in the morning, you know, with a group of ibad, show that he's very sleepy. You know, make sure that he shows sleep. He said, why you're so sleepy? He said, I prayed all night long. You know, what a person look like sick, what you're doing? I've been fasting a lot. You know, those kind of, he said, and there's some people, and that's why you see Imam Ghazali is a very reasonable person. He criticized even those people who said that we are, you know, doing things for the salah, for this and that. And he criticized some Sufi who says that, okay, you need to show it off. You need to look sick. You need to look, you know, always your eyes very low so that people know that, subhanAllah, he's a worshiper of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said this is in deen. And he said in dunya, people do the, he said even people do some riya in dunya. Someone does exercise to shape up and they come and wear this t-shirt, you know, the shirt with no sleeves, and do it like this to show the muscles. Make sure people don't know that they do exercise. Therefore, you need to show off, you know, that guys, you know, I've been doing some working out, you know. That the purpose of working out is not to get healthy, but the purpose of workout, like, look my muscle, you know. I have it, you know, I have a nice muscles here, body. That's all, it happened in dunya. People do that also in deen also. The second is by the, not physical appearance, but what people wear. You do things that make people notice. For example, Imam Ghazali said, and this is another criticism, for people who like to show that they are real zuhad in dunya. He said a person come and make sure that they have a hole in their pants and they have another color, red and blue and so forth, and sit there and say, La ilaha illallah, dunya is not good. You know, because it is, instead of in your heart, you want to show people in your mind. He said, when a person does that, that person himself is not really of a person have not care about dunya. Because if you don't care about dunya, you don't like the recognition in dunya, in this life. What if people say that you are zahid? You know? That's why they say the peak of zuhud, who has zuhud of zuhud. The high level of zuhud, not to be attached to materials, is to have zuhud in zuhud itself. You don't like to show people that you don't love materials. Okay. Therefore, he said those kind of people, or he gave it to other group. He gave it to the Sufi, but he gave it to other group. He said, a person might come and try to wear their clothes in the middle of their, leg, you know? And then he said, brother, why are you doing that? Why is your robe is almost to your knee? Brother, this is sunnah. I want to notice me at Adam's when I pray in the middle of the masjid, people see that, oh, subhanAllah, it looks different. Then people come to me and says, what's it about? They said, I'm the Salaf al-Saleh is being poured on me. You know, I'm representing of all the Salaf al-Saleh here. Yes, you see Salaf al-Saleh walking before you. This is, it is not what the person does, is supposed to do. Or a person have big miswak, you know, have it in the pocket, you know, and walking with the miswak. And you just, brother, what is the sunnah here to have the miswak here? And it become like a protocol, the miswak in the left, you know, in a certain way. And then you do this. And the people said, oh, brother Majid, you make fun of sunnah. I said, no, ya akhi, you don't make fun of sunnah. We're saying that when if you do the sunnah, you don't do it like you tell people, look at me. Or, by the way, there's no hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ saying you do siwak in the line of prayer. Imam before he said, Allahu Akbar, person will take muswak. It is not in the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. One person bring a hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, this walk on the line of salah. He did not do that. So he do suwak in the time of wudu. You make wudu, do suwak with it, and come. And that's it. Misunderstanding of the hadith. Amartum suwak and the kulli salah. It's not meant to have on this between iqama and the thing to do the suwak. Therefore, it is important a person watch himself, because sometimes what happened, you remember we talked yesterday about, last week about arrogance? Because sometimes kibr can come through ibadah. I become like, I'm the only person who knows it. I'm the only person who's muttaqi. Other people, they don't have taqwa, they don't have iman, have nothing. You know, that's the danger of it. Or a person, sometimes you want to make sure that it look different. You come to the masjid, you have a person have two dafira. You know dafira, those bread, you know? Have them here, and then walk into the masjid, say, SubhanAllah, there's a brother or a sister there? The person will say, no, there's a brother. Yeah, brother, what is it? It's a sunnah, Rasulullah used to do that. Ulama said that even if you do this sunnah of want to look like Rasulullah, you have to make sure at that culture, people understand this. Because there's no sunnah mu'akkada or sunnah wajiba. Anyways, therefore, people want to sometime to do something different, so to shock people, say, I'm doing this to, you know. Of course, a person might be sincerely doing that, you know, but because you want not to burden riya, be careful of that. Now, in dunya, he said riya in dunya, that a person want to show they have a beautiful car. Make sure that, you know, you park your car in a way that people see the car, you know, and so forth. Or you start cleaning it and say, I have a beautiful car. Or a person, come and show, have a tour. You know, make sure that everyone come to their home. They have to see their bedroom. They have to see this. How much this luggage from Italy, this from this and that. You know, to have to make sure that people that you show off with your wealth. That is also a form of riyah. But all of it, the most dangerous one is riya in worshiping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, using Islam to do this. But see, he wants you to, Imam Ghazali, he wants us to notice behavior. The third is that the riya by saying, bil qawl, which a person would be sit in a group of people who from nowhere, he tried to start mentioning the sanad of a hadith. Instead of saying the Rasulullah said this, he wanted to tell them he memorized all the sanad. He said, قال مالك وقال حسن وقال أبو حنيفة وقال 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 الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أخي هو ندعو علماء في حديث. Just tell us the hadith in Bukhari. You know, to impress people that he knows all the sanad. He said, be careful of that, to show off, you know, of the authority, to impress people by how much information you have. And he said, or with dhikr, a person will be sitting in the group, you know, they're talking about something else, he's sitting in front of them, among them, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Yeah, you want to do dhikr, go and do it some way. But you cannot be in a group of discussions, and in the middle of it, you start to show dhikr. You know, a person does their dhikr in front. It is important a person, when does that, you say, subhanAllah, why am I doing this? Why am I doing it here? What is for? That is the questions that help a person to clarify themselves from riya. In dunya, is to impress people by information. You sit with people, like me, illiterate in the computer, and you start to speak in terminologies. You know, you know this, you know that. And then I said, a person says to himself, why am I doing this? Have you said, being in a gathering where a person who's doing a PhD, maybe in economics or the PhD, and being big vocabularies, you know, a person just throw things at people, left and right. So that people said, oh my goodness, he is or she really educated. You know, they know it. You see the way they spoke? You know, and a person makes sure that impress people, you know, in this. Or someone speak sometimes vocabularies that people are not familiar with. As he or she talking in their head, they're looking for what kind of vocabulary I'm going to say today that will be really big, a word that people cannot spell. Like Muhammad, imagine we can get to know even how to spell it. It has to be something really from a dictionary that is also a very dangerous thing. You need to, you know, make sure that Rasulullah was not in the business to impress people. What he does, he spoke simple language. Spoke simple language to everybody. The fourth is the riya with actions, with deeds. For example, people pray behind me, instead of my salah when I'm imam is shorter, no. My salah when I'm imam has to be longer. Impress people how much Quran will memorize. Make it difficult. Children crying, I don't care. Baqarah has to be finished. You know, people coughing, no, I don't care. I have to finish the Baqarah. You know, that is tatweel, you know, to impress people. And that's why a person sometimes, you need to, before enter salah, they ask you to lead the salah, don't let shaitan say, shaitan, give them like the big surah, the biggest one, the longest one. You know, tell them, you know, you memorize all Yusuf. That is riya. You know, it is important. You know, they have a joke about that. It's not meant to make it funny, but to bring how people can be simple in their thinking and their worshiping. A son prayed behind his father, and he realized that his father, he chose a surah, a long surah, when they have guests. One day he tells his father, Father, why don't you pray, you know, pray, use this surah today in salah? He said, no, this is for the guests only. Ladduyuf. You know? That a person have to make sure that really does not, he or she, does things to impress people in worship. Or a person, they ask to lead salah. In their regular salah, they don't make long sujood, prostration, or rukur, bowing down. But because he or she, the leading salah, sister leading other sister or a person, he make his ruku' like the longest ruku' he can ever have. And longer sujood. And he said, why is that? You know, because shaitan comes and said, make your sujood as long as you can, ruku as long as you can, because when people, therefore it is important a person to notice the bab of riya in this. In dunya, what people show riya? They show it in the way they walk, the way they sit, they want to show that they're an authority, or sometimes in the way that you want to know that you're coming from America. You come from here, from United States, visiting a village in Sudan, or Bangladesh, you know, or going back to Pakistan. And some people don't know that you're really living in America. You want to press it. They bring you food, said, please fork and spoon. They bring fork and spoon, please napkin. What is that about? You know, you want to make sure that, oh, why is that? Oh, I live in the United States. People cannot wait to tell people they live in the United States. Have a reason or not a reason, bring it up. You know, make sure that you don't want to, and that part of, sometimes we want to show that we are up a little bit, we live in higher, you know, modern society and so forth. A person have to be humble in that. The fifth is the social riya. The social riya is that you want to make sure that you're being seen with a big shot. For example, I don't know anything, you know, of hadith, of the Quran, and so forth. Therefore, I say always, I had discussions with the, you know, Imam Shafi'i, said in his time, and Imam Shafi'i and I would disagree in the hadith. A person say, oh, subhanAllah, yeah, you. And other person come walking and said, what did tell you Muhammad Majid? He said he talked to Shafi'i. Yeah, this brother, he murass only two hadiths. Imam Shafi'i, he just took you for a ride, you know? He want to show off. Or he said, Imam Shafi'i, please, I want you to visit me tomorrow. Imam Shafi'i said, oh, what is it? They said, I'm just having a waiting for you, please. He come and then he bring other people, said, you know, see, Imam Shafi'i and I like that, you know? That social riya, you want to show that you're in the status. So that people will say that, okay, if he's a friend of Imam Shafi'i, then we can ask him religious questions, you know. In dunya, person have low self-esteem. They want to make sure that somebody says that person is real intellectual and this and that. You know, you're going to invite Akbar Ahmed to your home, which is a very nice brother, and you make sure that, okay, people have seen you with, you know, this professor, okay? Next day, you said, I was giving a lecture, and riya lead to kadhib also, lead to lie. The person says, I was with Akbar Ahmed, and he asked me to come to his class, and I gave a lecture. He said, oh, subhanAllah, you know Akbar? Yeah, as so-and-so, he was in my home yesterday. You know, this kind of things. You know, a person have to be really careful not to say. Now, there's a degrees of riya. You know, when a person stands before the court, somebody kills someone, there's degree, you know? First degree and second degree and third degree. Riya have degrees. The highest degree of riya, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says, is that the person does things with no intention to get any reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does it totally for people. They plan to go to the masjid, not for the sake of Allah, not because Allah said pray. Prayer is not a habit of theirs. But if that person pray because just to see people to see them. And that's why some people pray social prayer. If you're in a gathering, you pray to be seen. But after that, the event is not there, the person doesn't pray in their life. You know, once in a while. A person, you know, sitting in the presence of a president, and the president says, let us pray Maghrib. Oh, subhanAllah, you know, I have to pray Maghrib now. I don't have wudu. And some people do, you know, they do make salah with no wudu. Some people, you know, pray with no wudu. It happened that, unfortunately, I've seen something like that. You know, an important person came to Salah, and the people who, their assistant, they couldn't time to have wudu. One of them just went to the bathroom, after praying Salah. Alhamdulillah, two brothers noticed that. They spoke to the person, said, Yahi, you cannot do that. He said, but I was planning to repeat it. He said, Yahi, but you stand before Allah without wudu. Because the prince is there, you cannot do that. It is, you cannot say it was intention to repeat it, because it's prohibited to stand in salah with no wudu. Sometimes shaitan comes to the person. He said, you know, go and have wudu and untie your shoes and all of these kind of things, and your tie is going to get wet, and your have wudu, you're going to pray. I have wudu, no problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that. Therefore, this is the worst. And Imam Ghazali said that, rahimahullah. You see, I'm telling you, this Imam Ghazali, a very intelligent man, he said, وَقَدْ يُصَلِّي بِغَيْرِ طَهَارَ. He said, I'm ra'i, my prayer was no wadu. Zat wadu. The second category, that a person, he want to pray. You know? But it make a big deal for him or for her to be seen. But they believe in salah. Therefore, but the being seen is bigger than what? Than seeking the reward itself. And he said that also, a level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept that, because the main intention is to be seen. The third is when the being seen and done it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah, become equal. What that means? That a person say, listen, I really want to pray, but I really like it also to be seen. You see? The person says, I want to do charity work, but I really also like people to notice that, to see me doing charity. Imam Ghazali said that person needs to do some fighting inside himself to make sure that he does it only for the sake of Allah. The fourth is that a person seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he or she, they become more excited about worshiping Allah if people notice it. A person comes to the masjid. The niyat is come to the masjid. But Ahmed, my neighbor, saw me come to the masjid, and he doesn't know that I come to the masjid. I said, oh, you know, Ahmed, I have to make sure that pray sunnah in front of him. Now, after the prayer Isha, the sunnah has to be in front of Ahmed, so that maybe he didn't see me. I want to make sure that I'm being seen. The niyyah was good, it started good, the intention, but he started mixing. خَلَطُوا عَمَلْ صَالِحْ بِغَيْرِ صَالِحْ. That become mixed. He said a person need to fight that also in them, okay? And he said the worst of all is that when riya, it is in the core of the belief itself, iman. A person does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. And that is what comes to nifaq here, being elevated to hypocrisy. A person doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person an atheist. He wants to get to marry somebody. And father said, do you believe in Allah? You pray? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. He gave us everything that we have. Allah blah blah. But the person in their heart, that what Allah is, I don't believe in him. You know? This is hypocrisy. The high level of it, of riya, become hypocrisy. And that's why munafiqeen, they come to Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, إِذْ جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The munafiqeen come to you, says, we believe that you are the prophet of Allah. We testify, we are witness, we bear witness that you are prophet of Allah, or the messenger of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualified this statement. He says, and Allah knows that you're his prophet. And Allah witnessed, been witness, that hypocrites are liars. And the munafiqun are kadibun. Because they gave a great testimony here, but it's not real. You know? And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this behavior in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَا يُعْجِبْكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ لَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and some people, group of people, human being, that they may speak nicely, you know, they speak in very nice language, and they testify, and they say that, oh, we believe in Allah, يُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ لَدُّ الْخِصَامِ, and that person really is not a person of believing, of belief. And Quran describes that tawalla sa'a fil ardi yufsidu fiha wa yuhlikal harth wan nasr wallahu la yuhibbu al fasad. When a person says, I'm doing this for good, for the goodness of humanity. But a person does it for their personal interest. That is nifaq, riya, all of this together. وإذا لقوا الذين قالوا آمنوا قالوا آمنوا قالوا آمنا. When they meet the believers, said we believe. ودخلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم. When they meet with their peer شياطين, they said, no, no, we're with you. We really don't worry about it. The people said, but yesterday, yeah, you said that not you believe in this. They said, no, no, I was just showing off. That's politics. You know, not real. I don't believe in that. Okay? And Abdullah ibn Abu Salul, the head of Munafiqeen, when he used to meet the Rasul in the street, he told the people, stand up. This is the Prophet of Allah. Look to the Messenger of Allah. And not only that, in Jum'ah, before the Jum'ah, Rasul be walking to the Jum'ah, he said, be quiet, guys. Prophet of Allah is coming, about to speak. And when he's not in Jum'ah, while Rasul is speaking, he said, اسمعوا لرسول الله. Listen to the Prophet of Allah. After he was exposed, when he said that I'm when I go back to Medina, the one who's more with dignity will kick the person who's been more humiliated. يخرجنا العز منها الأذل. People know that he's munafiq. He tried to stand up when in the masjid. اسمعوا لرسول. Somebody pulled him and said, sit down. This game is over. We know who you are. Don't start doing this. And they shut him down. After that, he never stood up. And he used to meet Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu and Huma. And he would tell his friends, the Munafiqeen, he said to them, listen, I'm going to tell you today something. I'm going to show you something very interesting. You know, I'm going to make Abu Bakr and Umar happy. They said, how? He said, when I see them, I'm going to praise them. When they're coming, he called Abu Bakr to his friend. Look, Siddiq, he and Rasulullah was in the ghar together, in the cave. What a nice man. You are the head of believers. He said to him like that, and he goes. Then Umar, El Farooq, he said, good things about Umar. When they leave, he said to the people, you see, I made fun of them, you know, deny. They believe me. That is hypocrisy, nifaq, but it's part of showing off that you are nice to people, but in the heart, we are not, and you cannot do that. Riya, sometimes a person might not do riya in the fard, but you want to do riya in sunnah, in nawafil. You know? That is, you pray Isha with people, but after Isha, you want to say that you pray 11 rak'ah. You do it in the masjid. The 11 rak'ah, the person said, we need to close down the place. No, I have to finish my 11 rak'ah. You do it at home. But if a person might have pure intention doing that. But I'm saying, person need to know, watch it. Make sure he's not doing it because of the people. Then Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, went to something very interesting. He says, people also, they do show off because of whom they're trying to show. You know, depends. And the reason. I mean, the reason of doing riya. He said the worst type of it, when a person uses religion to accomplish materialistic gain. For example, I want to be the mayor of Herndon. I go and pray in every masjid and make sure to become the imam of that Jum'ah so people see me, so that I can be voted into office. He said, that's not acceptable. Well, a person, he said, does things temporarily. For example, a person wants to borrow money, $100,000 from somebody. He showed that they're so sincere, they're so honest, and they said, subhanAllah, yesterday, Muhammad Majid gave me $100 as a loan, I just returned it to him. I don't like, ya akhi, do not return money on time. I like to return money on time. And the person says, subhanAllah, you're a good person. Then after a month, I come to the same person that I've been telling him that I'm an honest person. I said, can I borrow $100 from you? I lied about being, you know, or I have done things, or even if I do it, so that I have to get the big fish. You know what you call it? You know, you build up your credibility until you hit strike. Unfortunately, some people do that, even some Muslims. They go and build very good credit in America. They said, I'm going to raise my credit limit. Now it's 5,000, have to be 10,000, then 15,000, 20,000. Then they buy things and go overseas. Or declare bankruptcy. You build the credit. You show off that you're sincere. You're on time and so forth. That also is not acceptable, of course. This is the worst type of riya. Using something such as honesty and dignity to get some to do what is wrong. Or a person who wants to become qadi or a judge, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah said. He shows dignity and honor until they get to their positions and they don't do it anymore. Or politicians. They show that they're sincere. I like to make sure that I go to a charity place, say, please take my picture, Washington Post. You know, I'm taking this orphan in my lap, doing like this, pose for the camera. You know, make sure that the camera take picture of me. Until I become into office, then I don't do that anymore because, khalas, I use that to achieve my goal. What a person in marriage, a person go, you know, as I said earlier, the father says, I will not give my daughter to anyone except I see them praying. And guess what? The brother in the masjid every day. And if the father-in-law-to-be is not in the masjid, he's traveling overseas, the person disappears. Make sure that the schedule of salah has to go back with the arrival of the father-in-law-to-be. He's in town, the salah in town. He's out of town, the salah out of town. Okay? To make sure that show off. Until he or she get married to that person. And then leave salah. No prayer anymore. There's no salah. Forget about it. It was, that's why they say in Arabic, صَلَّى وَصَامَ لِأَمْرٍ كَانَ يَقْصُدُهُ لَمَّا قُدِيَ الْأَمْرُ فَلَا صَلَّى وَلَا صَامَ. He prayed and fasted to achieve a particular goal and objective. When the objective and the goal been achieved, no more prayer, no more fasting. This type of riya, the danger of it, is that make a person feel that they have fooled people. المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم. A person does not deceive anyone but themselves. Because يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. Quran says they try to deceive Allah and the believers, and they deceive no one but themselves. Okay. There are certain things is not riya. Because now I made so much things about riya. Then people now become have waswasa. What is riya? Wow, am I murai? I'm going to show you something that's not riya. A person intention to do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but people praise them for it. That's fine. For example, if I see a young man in Adams, mashallah, he memorizes Quran, or he or she does good things and so forth, it's okay for me to praise him. I say, shake their hand, say, mashallah, good job. They say, even if a person become happy for me praising them, it's not riya. Because that was not their intention to begin with. لم يقصده. Come along. A wife does something for her husband, or a wife does something her husband does for his wife, I know, to please them. And he does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he wants also to make them happy, but he knows part of their happiness, if they become happy, Allah will be happy with them. That is not riya. Therefore, you do something for the objective is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the praise came along. That's fine. You know, like, and even if a person gets recognition, say if you give someone an award, this is not riya. Person does it, he did not ask for an award. But if their intention to get an award, that's riya. But a person does something good and we recognize him. That's fine. And that's why Rasulullah ﷺ, he used to recognize his companions. he called Abu Ubaid ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu Aminu Hadi al-Ummah, the most trustworthy in the Ummah. He called Umar radiallahu anhu al-Faruq, you know. Then some people said that with the person, can a person do things to get an award for it, if the award is a degree or an achievement? Ulama says yes, some of them. If is the award is something that will help them to be elevated in the ladder of their work. For example, if you know for sure, in order for you to get ahead in your job, you have to get a particular evaluation. Of course, you do everything for the sake of Allah, but at the same time, you say, this is a way, a means for me to be good in my work. And a very fine line, of course. You know? It's always based on intention, because people mix. Then everything has become riya. This is not true. Okay? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. He said, let believer become happy with their iman and the fadl and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially if they get to know that they are, alhamdulillah, being accepted by people. If a person, for example, does something and then, alhamdulillah, he found that the people appreciate what he or they have done, and they become happy with that, this is not riya. I'm emphasizing that, so don't get any confused about this as a riya, a show-off. It is not a show-off. Okay, now I will stop here. When I come back, there's three, four points of what is not considered showing off that you can contemplate on that. And then we go to the how we can cure riya, and then we'll conclude the class, inshallah. To continue the class, that a person does things, he or she, for the purpose of having other people to learn from them. For example, Rasulullah used to say the adhkar after salah in loud voice, so that it is the companions how to say the adhkar. Okay? Or the sheikh recite Quran for the children or the students so that they learn how to recite Quran. For a person can, or a person pray before people so that they know how to pray. Therefore, doing things with the purpose of teaching others is not considered riya. Also, to encourage people to do what is good is not considered riya. For example, if one of you wearing a t-shirt says, clean Anacostia River, their intention is to have people to ask them what this is about and then to tell people about the environmental issues. Okay? That's not considered riya. As long as the intention was not to show off, but it meant to teach people, to promote a particular values. For example, somebody said donate money, and somebody says, I'm going to start this donation by giving $100. That is not considered riya, show off, because Rasulullah, during Rasulullah time, the Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu have stood in front of people and pledge money, therefore to encourage people to do what is to do good. And Rasulullah in the building of the masjid, for example, he was carrying two stones. The Sahaba carrying one stone, he was carrying two stones in his shoulder to encourage them to do that and have them to follow him in racing to do what is good. Then what is the different between riya and doing those things? Riya, as I said, is intention. And that's why a person has to know why they're doing it. Has to be done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, I would like very much have us to differentiate and to draw the line between what is riya and what is have been could be done in to promote what is good. The way that cure riya is a disease, how can we get rid of it, cure it? First, we have to know the things that is not meant to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person get no reward for it. Zero reward. If it's completely done for the sake of human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept things it was not for him. That's why he says in the hadith, whoever done any kind of work and actions and associated someone with me on it, I leave that person with their shirk. Let them do for the people, but for me, no reward will be given to that person. Therefore, a person knowing the consequences of their riya, and they know that it's a waste of time, waste of energy, and it is not good for their akhirah, then a person will change their intention. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever does something to please people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose them. If we do things only to please people, then will come a time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expose us to see the reality of who we are. Therefore, we need to be careful of doing things for the sake of people. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah said, a person who seek the praises of people need to realize that the best praise that person can get is the praise of Allah himself. Yani, what more important for you in your company? To have your colleague recognize your work or your boss recognize your work? Which one? The boss. Because the boss is the one who write the check and give the raise. Think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it better to have human recognize your work or Allah recognize and accept your work? God can reward you, can reward us for what we do. Therefore, you need to think about high level of pleasing. And you know what will happen? As I said, that when Allah become pleased, he have human become pleased. Because whatever Allah is asking for us, not supposed to be against what is natural, what is good. For example, if Allah want us to look for clean environment, we do for the sake of Allah, and you're going to see many people say, Alhamdulillah, Muslims are doing good. You know? How people recognize Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they loved him. Because he have done it for the sake of Allah, then Allah put the love of Rasul sallam in people's heart. Therefore, we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're going to see the reward of it even in dunya. Of people, good people recognizing the work. And establishing a model, an example where people follow. You know, people say, we want to do what that person is doing. Although the person is doing only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What riya make a person, when sincerity make a person do, if make us do things without changing our principle. For example, if all of you did not come to the class, except two people. Then I said to Yasir, subhanAllah, there's only two people in the class. I'm not going to teach the class today. Then I check myself why I'm saying that. Because I like more number of people, or I'm not displeased with two. It's supposed to be teaching the class whether it's two or 100 or 10 or 5. You see? You do things in matter of principle. Not matter of how many people seeing it. If that was the case, Prophet Muhammad would not have continued giving the message. Because in the beginning, many people rejected him. But he became patient. with it. And a matter of principle. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling him, be patient with those people who remember Allah in the morning and the night. Do not have your eyes go away from them to go look for other people. You want to say that they are poor, they're needy. You know, how come those are my surrounding? I need to look for other people. Said, do not listen to the people who said to you, your companions are not good. Be patient. And then people later accepted Islam. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. Allah says, when the victory of Allah came, that you have seen people entering Islam in crowds, in groups. Therefore, it is a matter of principle. Be consistent on it. Okay. We should not be concerned about position and prestige in order to take the riyah off from our heart. Is that I will say whether I'm going to have this office or not having this office, it's still are you going to be do what is good. A matter of principle. If I'm out of office or in office, I'm going to do what is good. If people chose me to be a leader or not chose me to be a leader, still I'm going to do what is good. A matter of principle again. Because Ghazali rahimahullah, he recognized a very important thing. He says one of the reasons of riya, of showing off, people become concerned of, you know, power, concerning about power position. That's why they need to show off. The other thing is that we need to resist the temptations of being in control. Because that will have us to, if I want to in control of something, that then I want to do things to show off that I can able to do this so I can get that the power of control. We have to be open to criticism. If we really don't want to have riya, we have to be open to criticism. Because you remember they said that the arrogant person is a person who does not like people to tell them you're wrong. The same thing, mura'i. A person who do things not for the sake of Allah, because he or she, they want to please people, they get disturbed when a person said, you know, it's not good. What happened is that a person become annoyed by things. Then we say, no, ya akhi. If you really want to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and somebody correct you, accept that corrections. You know, be open to criticism. And the also one of the, you know, the problem that was when we do something not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll become unhappy when a person who tried to please is not become pleased. You know, therefore, we want to do more show off. And that's why people say, if you have done it for the sake of Allah, you could not have struggled that much. Get my point? A person, for example, want to show off that they're good at work. Okay? But they don't believe in being good in work in principle. Just want to make sure the boss see me so I can get a raise. What I do, I sit in a meeting, and I try to present myself as a intelligent, as wise, as a person perfect in my work. But I have not done good. I just want to show off that I have that. Then people not become pleased with me. They become so demoralized. I say, I did all of this out of my way to show off, and it didn't pay off. You know, show off didn't pay off. Therefore, what I will do next time, maybe I have not represented myself the way I didn't cook it correctly. I need to cook it. I said, yeah, don't cook anything. Just go and do the right things. Do the right thing. And then things will come along. Do it for the sake of Allah. And then you can see the result of it. Therefore, it is important that we have that. to resist the whispering of shaitan in terms of ego and satisfaction. When to do things, shaitan comes to us and says, you know, your ego is bigger than this. You know, people saw you, you know, praying, you know, 2 rak'ahs. But, you know, you should show people that you can pray 6 rak'ahs after Maghrib. Why you say 2 rak'ahs? You know? Then after they say the salam, you want to stand up, shaitan says, no. Tell them you're going to pray, you know. Brothers, I'm going to have to pray another 4 sunnah. Allahu Akbar. You know, shaitan comes to you. Then we said, you need to resist that whispering of shaitan from our ears and our mind and our conscience. Okay? To learn to do things in private as well as in public in the same way. If I'm praying at home, you know, doing the prayer very good, then praying in public is supposed to be good. But not praying in public like, so sure, about to cry, and at home, like, you know, get ready of the prayer rug, you know. That's, you know what I'm saying? Or wudu, or if somebody should see you make wudu, you do slowly, taking your time, because you're in the public, Adam bathrooms, you know? Make sure that you clean your toe and this kind of thing. Subhanallah. Shadu la ilaha illallah. But doing wudu at home, forget about it. It is called fast wudu thing, like fast food, you know. And you don't care what you know, feet was washing. That is a symptom of riya. A person, the wudu at home has to be the same wudu in public. Of course, I'm talking about the good wudu. Not the bad wudu at home, bad wudu in public. You know, therefore, it has to be consistent in what is good. Don't be consistent in what is bad. We should do that all the time, have that in mind. Therefore, the importance that to be consistent in doing that. A person also we need to learn to do more nawafil, voluntary fasting and salah and so forth, because that is soften our heart, make it close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because part of the medicine is that to cure, to give more dose to the heart, to make sure that the immune system is getting better. And that's through dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the extra prayer and extra fasting. This is a very important point I'm going to mention. Don't stop doing things because of fear of riya, because itself is riya. For example, I want to pray Isha at the masjid. Shaitan comes to me and says, listen, every time you go pray Isha at the masjid, I think you're doing this to show off. You need to pray at home. When a person asks you why you're not praying at masjid, he said, I don't like to show off. That itself is showing off because he tried to say that I'm sincere. Get my point? Leaving things because you worried people to say that you're showing off is still showing off. That's a very, you know, fine and sensitive area. Many of us sometimes say, you said, brother, why don't you take this committee at Adams? Brother, I don't want people to say that, you know, I'm in the committee. I said, subhanAllah, you minute you're concerned about people, itself is a problem. It's not ikhlas, it's not sincerity. Do it what is right. Do for the sake of Allah. And forget what people think. Can we do that? Can we take people off side of mind? Many people said, subhanAllah, I cannot do that, brother. You know, I cannot come to the masjid, you know, all the time because I don't want people to say that. I said, you are doing things now is wrong. I said, brother, what can I do? I cannot resist that. I'd rather do it at home. I'm going to come to the, just let me go, then I open the questions. Then also, do things, whether people recognized or not. See what I'm saying? We do things, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether people see it or they don't see it, that you consider being consistent of doing it. Okay? Therefore, making matter principles that we would like to do this, and especially if something that we have started. A person start praying in the masjid, prayed first week, next week, and somebody said, Subhanallah, we didn't show the masjid, ya akhi. The person, shaitan, come and said, even if you go to the masjid, no one noticed that you go to the masjid. Why didn't you stop going to the masjid? All of a sudden, first of all, it was good. But he said, people don't realize that I go to the masjid. Therefore, why should I go? You should go because you're going because of Allah, not because of them. Even if they saw that you were invisible. People think that a person can be in a hujub, it doesn't happen, by the way. Person become an invisible person. Except in the Rasulullah time, where Rasulullah himself become invisible when someone wanted to kill him. Like this was a karama, a miracle. But I'm saying that we do it, whether people notice it or not. What kind of exercise we should do? This exercise for myself first, and then inshallah for you. Observing our behavior and see the pattern of doing things in regard of position of people toward those things. What I mean by that? See, we can make our own evaluation. Says, my prayer in masjid, is it increasing or decreasing? It's increasing. Why is it increasing? Because of having, Eunice been calling me and said, oh, you are good at the masjid? If Eunice is not there, would I go to the masjid? Ask ourselves that question. One. Two, my worship decreased. Why is decreased? Because my friend moved out of the area. Then why am I doing, what was doing for my friend? What is doing for Allah? Why am I going to the masjid have changed because somebody moved out of the area? Then I say, there's a problem there. Then my activism level. How is it? Is it because of people noticing me or because I really want to be active? Okay? Is it increasing or decreasing? Okay? But still, I want you to draw a line here. Encouraging people encouraging people to do good is part of human nature. That person want to be encouraged. That is okay. That's not riya. For example, a person come to the masjid, people notice that he's coming to the masjid, said, MashaAllah, Jazakallah khair. You are always in the masjid. A person says, SubhanAllah, I did for the sake of Allah, and people notice that I go to the masjid, I should continue coming to the masjid. Because, you see, alhamdulillah, I get the love of the people. Because I'm in the masjid, people said, we love you because you come to the masjid. He said, SubhanAllah, you see, coming to the masjid brought me the love of people. It's a good thing. That encouraging. That's not real. You see the fine line here? And that's why the Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu, he was reciting Quran. And Rasulullah was passing by his home, and he heard him reciting beautiful recitation. Rasulullah stood outside, hear him recite. Medina doesn't have proof glasses, what's called proof and windows, double windows. Or the windows was a hole. Like it's still in some village in Sudan, they have a hole, like a window. Because it doesn't rain that much in the village I came from, by the way. Therefore, it is like open thing, You pass by, if somebody recites Quran loudly, you hear them in the street. Rasulullah heard this beautiful recitation coming from this home. He stood in the middle of the street listening to the recitation and then left. He said to the Abu Musa, لو سمعتني وأنا أسمع لقراءتك البارحة لقد أوتيت مزمار من مزامير آل داود. If you have seen me last night listening to your recitation, you have a beautiful voice like Dawood alayhi salam. You know what Abu Musa said? This encouragement, which is not real. He said, oh, Rasulullah, if I know that you were listening, I could have made it more beautiful. So they have you to enjoy it more. If I know that, لَحَبَّرْتَهُ لَكَ تَحْبِيرًا. I would have recited better even. to have you to enjoy it more. That is not riya. Because you get encouraged and you start doing it, you know, better, improving in your level of things. Okay. The last things I would like to say that I want you to, you notice in this handouts, we have not put the verses. You realize that? We did not tell you what, we did not copy the verses. And my assistant, I know it's a son of mine, and she's not here today, they suggested, they are not fun lazy or tired doing this, by the way. They're very dedicated people, and I can say that. See, they're doing it without asking recognition, but I'm recognizing them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them. And please, does anyone help in this process of this class and have it to be happening? Jazakumullah khair on all the assistance that you give. The surahs, the number of the surah and the number of the ayat is there. I want you to go as a homework. Inshallah, look to those ayat I mentioned here. And look them in the Quran. And study them, inshallah, the verses. This is the class for today. Any questions? Who was here before you? Okay.
Embarrassment, would that be a symptom of a real, you know, feeling you maybe feel uncomfortable about what other people are thinking about you? Mm-hmm. If you're with someone and you don't want to be associated with someone, may get the wrong impression about you, and you feel embarrassed. Is that a symptom that you're concerned about what other people think?
This is bordering arrogance too. If a person be embarrassed to be with poor people, that is a sign of arrogance. This was last week class. Okay? But if a person if he always wants to show off with big people or you know, people of ulama and so forth, showing off riya. But in reality, his group, social group, they're not practicing. He does not go with practicing Muslim, you know. Then he or be in a company of people drink alcohol all the times. Therefore, if he sees Muhammad Wajid walking to pass by and see, look through the window and saw somebody sitting there, and he said, oh, I don't want to be seen, you know. That person have a disease of showing off that they're good, but in reality they're not. But if a person does a sin and he doesn't want to be seen doing it, it's a good sign. It's a good sign that a person feels shame of not, you know, the sin is wrong. They have a guilt. But if that person become open with the sin, it become more dangerous. Although the first one is not good because you fear people more than the fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's still, if a person recognizes that by standards it's not the right things, is embarrassed about it, more likely that person, inshallah, one day will quit the sin. That's why when they say you're out of the closet, you're open about it and so forth, that's why there's no, most of the time, very difficult to have a U-turn. Because you are out there for it. I hope I understood the question. Can you clarify it more?
Yeah, you basically answered. I was just also, I think, say for instance, a person is doing something that's haram, say somebody's drinking, you don't want, it's not that you're with them, but you don't want to be seen with them or associated with them. Like say someone's concerned about their reputation, someone's involved in any type of haram act.
You should consider about your reputation in Islam. Okay. Even when you do the right things and might confuse to people, you need to make sure that you don't leave a doubt. Okay. If you do it right, don't worry about what people say. For example, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was talking at night to his wife in the corner. There's no street lights in Medina. Okay? He talked to his wife, then two of Ansar came by. Rasulullah ﷺ called them. And when they saw Rasulullah ﷺ talking to his wife, they know he's his wife. They walk faster so that they don't hear the conversation. Rasulullah said, "Ala raslikuma, slow down, come here. She's my wife." إنها صفية. The two Ansaris, they said, oh Rasulullah, do you think that we think ill of you? He said, I don't know, Shaytan, I whisper to you things. Yes, I want to clarify that the person I'm talking to was my wife. That meaning Rasulullah did not leave any doubt, gray area there. But sometimes, even if you do the right thing, people want to think ill of you, leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do the right thing, and don't worry about what people say. As long as it's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now.
Yeah, my question has to do with the fine line of encouragement and riyah. And some people give donations, large amount of money. And some do it anonymously. They don't want to make any riyah. And some people give some amount of money to encourage other people. So here, could you elaborate which is the right way to go?
If a person does things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a donation, to make sure to encourage other people to do donation, that's not wrong with that. Uthman ibn Affan did that publicly. Okay? And that, based on the intention now. But the action itself is permissible from some perspective. Then now the heart. And that's why some ulama said, some people, hidden sadaqah is better for them than open sadaqah. Because they know in their heart they meant recognition. I'm going to give the sadaqah. And that's why, this is very controversial now, you're going to put me in trouble with Adams here. I was very much against to make sure that the person's name be in the front of Adams, for example. I'm going to donate money, but my name has to be in the front. To put my name, said, Muhammad Majid, donate this. What I mean by that, in front mean recognized, being put in the column. Say that I give this much money. Because now you're encouraging me to do to be in the border of Riyadh. And that's why sometimes when a person say, I'm going to build this column, but listen, I have to have my parents' name on it. I said, no, you can do it in the name of your parents for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sadaqa jari for your parents. Nothing wrong with that. But you don't have to say, I like that the name should be the room called Hajj Majid room. It's my father. You know? That is a problem. Yeah. Okay? Therefore, a person have to be careful of that. Now, why?
Are there any other forms of riyat? Like, say, for instance, you mentioned a definition that riyat is when you do something for other than the sake of Allah. So, say you do something and you're not doing it for other people, but maybe you're doing it for like to clear your conscience or something. You know, you donate money. Maybe it's not for the sake of Allah, but you know, like, is there any other form of riyah where it could be like an internal? Or
just because it seems something nice to do.
Because you want to feel good. You say, I'm doing it.
You want to feel good about yourself.
Yes, this is the last class.
Even if you don't share it
when you give anything, we do things to do with humbleness. You remember we said ajab? Ajab is a form of ego things. You do it and said, you go home and said, listen, I gave $100 today to Adams. I was a good man. You said that to yourself. That's not good. But you said, if you give it $100, you said, Alhamdulillah. Allah gave me ability to do ta'ah. And yourself said, oh Allah, I thank you for I was able to do something good. That's not wrong with that. But when you say, oh, I'm a good man. If people know how good I am. if people just know, that is a problem. That's ajab. You know? Now.
Do you actually know your intention that Allah alone knows that, you know, really what is in your heart? Do we actually know it, or Allah alone that can judge that?
You see, the purpose of this, you know, something interesting by Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah. He said this is meant to have a person to try to be in high level. As a human being who struggle with that. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, forgive certain things can happen to us. Once in a while, we like, you know, two things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive those kind of shortcoming. But if a person become a pattern of behavior is riyah, and that's why he said, there's different categories of them. A person always does things to show off. That person does not have any good deeds. Rasulullah said the first people that hellfire will start with is a person that have a lot of knowledge. Then Allah asked him, what did he do? The knowledge that Allah taught it to people. He said, no. He taught it to people because one people would say you're an alim, you're a scholar. And people have said that. You get the reward in dunya, and in akhirah you have nothing. They drag him to hellfire. The person said, oh, I gave money left and right. He said, you did that because you want to be elected. And you were elected to office. You got your praise in dunya. You were in the front page of Washington Post every week. You were this and that. That was your intention? Did you get that in dunya? We gave you what you asked for in dunya. You have nothing in akhirah. Then a person also died for the cause of Allah and so forth. The hadith talking about the four categories of people. Therefore, a person need, if riya become a pattern of behavior or something that they do all the times, they're very dangerous. But this meant to have us to try to discipline ourselves and fight these ego things inside ourselves.
Yes, I think the greatest jihad is the jihad of the self.
Yes, of disciplining oneself.
Man is something that, you know, it's because, you know, when I look at myself and when I accept Islam, I mean, there is so much in terms of struggles, you know, there's a different level of struggles, you know, and it's based on your faith again.
MashaAllah, you struggle to surrender sometimes, to submit. Yes.
But struggling, it really makes you, it makes it very strong.
Absolutely. It's a good struggle.
One of the things that I always say, you know, let's let people say negative thing about Islam, but your character as a Muslim, you know, this is how I always look at things. Your character should be, you know, like I always tell my children, they cannot say anything that I lie or I promise them, you know, and this is very important for a Muslim. You should really strive to, you know, to be a good person. Let people say whatever they want about Islam, because this Islam belongs to Allah and to protect that. But we as Muslims, we should always try to do our best and be a good example.
Make your objective is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything comes along. Come along. The objective is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Yunus.
You mentioned like how we should do to please other people, how they say the good things about you. So if you could give us some of your hadith, like ayahs, about this, if a servant does something good, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises them, or the angels praise
them. For example, if a person go and visit someone sick for the sake of Allah, there's a call for that person. Antibta wa taba bamshak wa tabawwa'ta min al-jannati manzila. If a person going to visit someone, a sick person, only for the sake of Allah, Allah said, tell him your effort is good effort, and your walking is a good walking, you know, striving to visit this person, and you're going to have a place in Jannah. In another hadith, they said that a person who went to visit someone for the sake of Allah, and he was from the previous people, Bani Israel, and he was asked, are you visiting this person for money, reason to get money from him? He said, no. For to get power or have him to hire you for an office? He said, no. Why are you visiting him? He said, only for the sake of Allah, because I love that person for the sake of Allah. Then he was told Allah loves him because he loved that person for the sake of Allah. Therefore, you do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you get the reward of recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of it. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the small things that people do. You know, if a person have donated 10 cents, it could be the same reward person donating 1 million, because that all that person has, 10 cents. It's not how much you have, it's how much been accepted by Allah. That's what makes a difference. And that's why the criteria of accepting of deeds is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not with human being. Yeah. Other questions?
One quick one. I'm just trying to conceptualize what you're saying. Some always struggle with just trying to delineate between, you know, doing it, you know, if you should be alive and doing it for someone else. What if Allah puts, you know, like empathy in your heart or love for someone or the sick person? You really feel for that person that you want to do something for them, would that take you away for doing it for the sake of Allah? If you do it to satisfy that urge or that, you know, that feeling that you have. Like love, like your child. You love your children, you actually feel love and affection.
You got reward for loving your children. Loving the children itself is ibadah. Loving a Muslim brothers or sisters for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that itself is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and therefore, when you visit a person because you love them for the sake of Allah, you get a reward for that. And if you want to make them happy, that's also for the sake of Allah. Always do things, say, I'm doing this, making this person happy is pleasing to Allah too.
Right. There's time.
For example, somebody says, I go to somebody sick and said, please, you know, I'm not feeling well. Can you stop by before you come and get me just a beer? And then I said to myself, you know, he's my friend. He's my, you know, relatives. Okay. I should not disappoint them. Right. You know, they're sick. I should get by them. I said, no. I cannot do that. Yeah. See? Therefore, you draw the line out. What pleasing to the person, what pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You love them. You want them to feel good. You want them to be good. But you're not going to help them to do something wrong. Therefore, you draw the line. He said, oh, buy me a second. I said, no, I'm not going to buy you anything.
There's times when it's from my own experience, I may do something just out of the fear of Allah. I may not have a desire to do it for that person.
Yes.
But, you know, I may not really, you know, care for that person, but, you know, I'm doing it strictly. Yeah.
Sometimes you have somebody have animosity against you. Somebody hates you. But you see them on the street, got hurt. If you left for your desire, you say, let them get hurt. But you could said, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do for the fault. I want to help them. You know what happened? See the beautiful things in the Quran? Oh, yeah. Then the person starts liking you. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, itfa' billati hiya ahsan, do what is good. Then the person have animosity toward you. إِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. It paid off. You do it for the sake of Allah, you get good things out of it. You get the reward in life to come, and you get, you know, the love of people here as well. You know. Yes.
Would the opposite or kind of the complement to Riyah then be cooked? Or like last week?
Yeah.
Not the opposite, but you distinguish between dignity and humble.
Yes.
Humility.
Yes. Yes.
Would the compliment or the positive aspect of not Riya, but would it be huk then, or would it be sincerity?
Sincerity, yes. The opposite of it is sincerity, ikhlas. The opposite of it is ikhlas. You know, you do it with this complete sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا أُمْرُوا إِلَّا يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They are not being commanded to anything except to worship Allah with complete sincerity to worship Him alone. رَصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاء. Therefore, sincerity is the opposite, absolutely is the right term of opposite of riya, of shine off. And when you do something sincere, you can feel the impact of it in our life. You know, when a person does something sincere to help the needy and the poor, sincerity, that person not only feel good, by the way, which is good to feel good. When you do it with sincerity, you sleep at night and say, Alhamdulillah, that's my part. No, I did it for the sake of Allah, my Allah accepted. Part of the sincerity is to be worried, to make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from us. You know? That's why you see in the Quran, the dua, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Oh Allah, make me do good deeds that be accepted by you. Why he should say that two things? أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Could have said أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا, period. أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ, meaning because I can be praying, prayer itself is something good. But it's not being accepted by Allah because I did not do it for Him. But itself is a good righteous deeds. Feeding the needy is a righteous deeds. I can do that, but not being accepted by Allah because it was not for the right purpose. Therefore, we need to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do the righteous things, the right thing, but with sincerity, ikhlas, as the sister was saying, And you remember when we talked about ikhlas before in this class, we said that ikhlas is to purify things. You know, we said laban khalis was pure milk. What's pure milk, you know? That the milk that has no other things mixed with it. It's pure. Because some people mix milk with water when they sell you, you know, they want to increase in the amount of the quantity of the milk, they mix it with water. And during Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn Khattab used to check the city around. And I said, he does not spy on people, but he hear conversation. He walk on the street, he hear people arguing, shouting. You know, he heard an argument, a mother and her daughter arguing. The mother said, I asked you to mix the milk with water. We don't have enough milk. She said, no, mother, we cannot do that. She said, no, do this. He said, Umar, didn't you know the Umar al-Khattab, the Amir al-Mu'minin, made a law prohibiting mixing milk with water. If you get caught, you get in trouble. He said, Umar is not looking at us now. I asked you to mix it. She said, ma'am, if Umar is not looking to us, the Rabb of Umar, the Lord of Umar, is looking at us. You know what the next day Umar al-Khattab said to his son? He said, son, I found you a very good wife. Go ask for her hand. Don't let the opportunity pass you. Yes, for real. And is it? You don't have to spy on people to get a wife, brother, the single people. Get to know them more. But that's what it is, you know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, accept it from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow His blessing upon all of us and make us among those who do things only for His sake. And open our heart and mind to have been full of sincerity. Have our action and deeds be only for His sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have us be happy of our action and deeds as we meet Him in the Day of Judgment, because we have done it only for His sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prayer, our dua, and our effort of all of us being here. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.